The first question will go to Anthony Marcotte.
Okay, then this was quite a battle out there, especially in the third period. A really tight hockey game, like it is mostly in the pro ranks. So this is quite an experience for you as a 19-year-old. I mean, this is a great experience.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. It made it a lot better. The guys had open arms and brought me in with very, very kindly, and coaching staff was great. So. It was a lot of fun to get to play with those guys for a few games and get a taste of pro hockey.
I know this is a strange season in the AHL. Developmental-wise, this is the priority right now. But did you expect to be a place in that kind of situation the last three games in this COVID season here in Laval? And at the end of the you were on the ice for almost 2 minutes of play out there against Tyler Graovac, who's a big physical guy. This was quite an experience for you out there too.
Yeah. I didn't really have any expectations coming in. Didn't know how much I was going to play. I thought I got some pretty decent ice time, and playing with X and Otto was really good. And it was a lot of fun. Great experience. It felt good to get out there in those situations. And again, just get a taste of what pro hockey's like.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks.
Sean Campbell.
Caden, it's pro hockey. You're supposed to be out in the WHL. There's 2:20 left. You've got a goal lead, and the coach calls your number. You're out on the ice. How did you like that?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, that's what you play for. I mean, those kind of pressure situations, it's what it's all about. It's fun. Just go out there and do my best and to let them score. So it was awesome. Felt good to have the coach's trust and get out there in the last 2 minutes and try and defend a one goal lead.
What can you take from this small experience in the AHL before you head back to the WHL?
Yeah, I think just being around the guys all the time, what being a pro is really like. Around the room, it's fun and jokes, and guys joke around, but when you're on the ice and you're going, it means business. Execution is huge. Everyone executes their passes, their shots, in practice and in game. So when you get on the ice, you really got to dial it in. In pro hockey, I found. So just seeing that was really good. Take that back to PA for sure.
So you immerse yourself with Team Canada. You do that for a month plus. Now you've immersed yourself with the Laval Rocket for a month plus. And now you're off to the WHL. What can you expect from this shortened season that you have coming up?
Yeah, I mean, just hopefully win as much as we can. Don't know what playoffs is going to look like or any of that. So I think right now our goal is the divisional title. Hoping to do that 3 years in a row. So I think that's our main focus right now. If we don't know if there's going to be playoffs or not. So just go there and win. We have a big culture in that room around winning and doing whatever it takes. So that's what we're going to try and do in PA for sure.
Thank you, Caden.
Thank you.
We'll go with Chris of the AHL Report. Chris, you're up.
Hi, Caden. Do you know what the next steps are? Are you getting some time off before you get back on the ice with PA?
No, I'm leaving tomorrow morning and heading to the bubble and quarantine for 7 days. So I guess a little bit of time off in the quarantine, but pretty much right back at it. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what the bubble's like or the hub and be with the guys again. Haven't seen those guys in almost a year, so it'll be good to reunite with all them and see them all again. I'm excited.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We'll take two more. We'll go with Grant McCagg.
Hi, Caden. I noticed you shaking your head an awful lot there. Your helmet not fit real well, or?
No, I don't know. That's just something I do, I guess. Maybe I just don't have a symmetrical head or something, and I just shake it all around and move it a lot. But just something I do, I guess, just a weird habit I kind of got over the years.
Okay. I commented. I didn't think that they got you the right sized helmet, but
no, it fits good. I just shake my head a lot. I don't know.
Okay. What, how would you describe the differences between the junior game and AHL now that you've had a taste of it?
Yeah. I mean, I think just like I said earlier, I was talking about execution. Execution's a lot more consistent in the pro level. Seems like if you make a mistake, there's a chance it could end up in the back of your net. So got to be on all the time, and not much room for mistakes. Guys are bigger, faster, but biggest thing I think is execution and passes, shooting. It's all on all the time. So just limit your mistakes as much as you can.
And last question, Patrick Williams.
Yes, hi, Caden. How, when you go back, do you take the standard that you've seen and you've established here in the AHL and take that back to the junior game?
Yeah, I mean, I think just like I said earlier, take this kind of the pro mentality back to PA. Just being on all the time, executing. And practice in games, time to have fun and joke around, and there's time for business. It's kind of weird. I mean, this is everybody's job now, that's here. And when you're in junior, you're just playing kind of, not really your job, but, guys are playing and they got families and everything. So, it's a little bit different in that way, but I'm just trying to take it back to PA, just the pro mentality.